All right.
Yes.
So I went to the council and put in the stop orders, and this matter even went to court, and I won that there shouldn't be any development there.
Mm-hmm.
But this year, this matter pops up again,
mm-hmm.
and the person who had corrupted had told that thought, and someone is now challenging my right. So there is corruption, and this corruption must be fought by all of us.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing and coming through with your contribution.
Thank you.
All right. So, like I said, you know, we do have serious issues in when we look at corruption. And I know we were obviously having a light moment earlier, but there's so many cases and people have actually experienced this, and it's really, really sad. There's a WhatsApp message that came through. I'm trying to find it. Let's see where is it. So there's no name here, but it just says UTH Blood Bank. They have put a price to life. Okay, so if maybe you can send a WhatsApp to just explain a bit more. Someone says, generally speaking, the future of corruption fight is quite bleak for this country, with a youth that can easily be bought or sold. We generally don't have a strong sense of integrity as a people. El says, hello, it's not just public institutions. Chanda Kamsi says, but there was no corruption during late Dr. Kaunda's reign. How was that possible? It came during multi-partism, the birth of corruption in Zambia. Other messages that came through, Revy says, good morning, Hope. Traffic police officers here in Kabwata are corrupt, collecting money from motorists on flimsy grounds in broad daylight. I witnessed it on Saturday. On Chilumbulu Road, so that's Kangwa area. So that's a message that came through from Remy. There's some other voice notes that have come through, but obviously I'll be getting to those messages as the show goes on. It's 8:02, and thank you so much for tuning in to Breakfast with Stanbic. We do this tomorrow at the same time.
That was Breakfast with Stanbic, connecting you to insights and opportunities that help you keep growing with Stanbic. We believe in Zambia's growth. We believe in families like the Kortas. Up at sunrise, ready to face each day. We believe in Ngabe, who sees a bright future in the digital world, in Matuzio's new law firm, and in Richard Temple, ready to own his family home. Every first step counts. We believe in James Monga's growing agro dealership, in our homegrown businesses, big and small. In transportation, in construction, in mining, in manufacturing, in the energy sector. Every account, every transaction, every load, every digital service. It's the strength of every Zambian who strives to keep growing. Zambic Bank. Let's keep growing.
This time check is brought to you by Zambic Bank.
The time on Phoenix FM is 8:03. Up next, the main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win number money 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Munzo Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Chaliro boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Headlines. PF to decide on Chawama by-election participation. Concourt joins CSOs and lawyer in Bill 7 challenge. In global news, dozens injured after magnitude 7.5 quake strikes northern Japan. To present the news, I'm Lusabilo Gondwe. Patriotic Front Acting President Given Luvinda is on Wednesday this week scheduled to meet with the Party National Executive Committee and the Tonse Alliance Council of Leaders to decide on whether or not to participate in the Chawama by-election. This follows the Electoral Commission of Zambia announcement of January 15, 2026 as the date for the parliamentary by-election. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Luvinda says resolutions from the meetings will be announced to the public before December 16, 2025, the date for nominations for the by-election. Mr. Luvinda has since condemned the decision by the Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Muti, to declare the Chawama seat vacant, questioning the sensitivity of conducting by-elections when the country is still mourning the former head of state. He has accused the UPND government of lacking empathy for grieving families, emphasizing that the focus should be on repatriating the remains of former President Edgar Lungu rather than holding by-elections.
What I would like to say to you is that I am having a meeting with the NEC, National Executive Committee, and I'm having a meeting with the Council of Leaders of the Tonse Alliance on Wednesday for us to make a decision concerning the by-elections that have been created in Chawama and the by-elections in the wards in Western Province and Central Province. And when that is done, the Secretariat of the PF and the Secretariat of the Tonse Alliance will let the public know of the decision.
The Constitutional Court has joined a consortium of seven civil society organizations and a lawyer to the matter in which the Oasis Forum is challenging President Hakainde Hichilema's manner of setting up the Technical Committee on Bill 7 amendments. According to a ruling dated 8 December 2025, Concord Judge Maria Mapani Kawembe found that the CSOs and a lawyer demonstrated sufficient and cognizable legal interest in the case, and that their participation will assist the court in effectively adjudicating the issues raised. Judge Kawembe held that the Constitutional Court Act and the court's rules permit a joinder at any stage and do not require organizations defending the Constitution to appear only through a lawyer. The CSOs, which include the Zambia Civil Liberties Union, GEARS, among others, and lawyer Eric Sakala, said they made written and oral submissions to the technical committee, nominated organizations for inclusion, and mobilized civic participation as warrant for them to be part of the matter. Meanwhile, the petitioners, including the Law Association of Zambia, opposed the joinder on grounds that the applications were premature and that the intended parties had not shown a direct legal interest, arguing that the Attorney General can adequately represent the broader public interest. In this matter, the Oasis Forum is challenging President Hichilema's manner of setting up the Technical Committee on Bill 7 amendments, and the court will guide on how the matter proceeds at the scheduling conference. Political scientist Dr. Alex Ngoma has predicted a potentially low voter turnout in next year's general elections, citing the recent voter registration exercise as an indicator of declining interest in politics. This follows the announcement by the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, that it registered 1.6 million new voters against a target of over 3 million new voters in the just-ended mass voter registration exercise. In an interview with Phoenix News, Dr. Ngoma has attributed the projected 50-50 voter turnout to economic hardships such as load shedding and high commodity prices, which may lead people to participate to prioritize daily survival over voting. He adds that some individuals